The dragons could access hidden portals that would take them anywhere they wanted to go. Distance meant nothing to them. Every spot in the universe was just on the other side of the door. This was just one of the many reasons dragons were considered magical. Because Uli had befriended them, he had access to a universal delivery system. He really didn't need or want anything, so it was rarely used. The dragons would bring him gifts from the far reaches of space, just trinkets that had no context, and he could only imagine what they might be used for elsewhere. He did want to get his sister a nice birthday gift. People on Olo usually gave something they had made, or a hug, or a compliment. Uli wanted to do something different, to give her something no one else could offer, a teapot. The teapot that was orbiting somewhere between Earth and Mars, too small to be seen by telescopes. The dragon grew excited and smoke began billowing from his nostrils at the thought of it. The dragon flew up into the air and vanished over the forest. Uli wondered how long it might take and whether this request was even possible. There was some question as to whether the teapot existed at all. If it was out there, floating amongst the asteroids, it might be difficult to find. A few moments after the dragon dipped below the horizon, it reappeared, bounding back toward him over the trees. It landed in front of the prince, clutching a small object in its claws. It held the object out to Uli, and he reached out to take it. It was a teapot. The heat from it was so great that he pulled his hand away. The dragon smoldered with the same heat and set the pot down. The teapot itself was unremarkable. It had no decoration. Its surface was black, made of iron. Unremarkable, except that it was perfect. A perfect metallic teapot-shaped asteroid. Like Bucket, it had been made at the beginning of the universe as a special gift for Ada. After she unwrapped the teapot, one of the castle helpers whisked it off to the kitchen to make a pot of tea. Uli didn't want to take the focus off of Ada, so he didn't bother mentioning where the teapot came from. Flash went down to the yellow pod and also got a birthday present for Ada. He ordered up a box of Cracker Jack. "What is it?" she asked. "It's an American brand of snack food that consists of molasses-flavored caramel-coated popcorn and peanuts, well known for being packaged with a prize of trivial value inside." Ada glanced at the banquet table and then back at Flash with a quizzical look. Flash once again had a feeling of deja vu and missed his friend Lam. Later on, she opened the prize and, like Poikani, found a joke book with only one joke. "When is a teapot not a teapot?"